Revelation chapter 2 this evening. We're going to be in Revelation chapter 2, and then we'll go to chapter 3, looking at about seven verses. Revelation chapter 2. I was just thinking earlier how every Sunday of this year, we're four Sundays into the new year, we've had a visitor every Sunday, and so that's a great praise and note of praise. The Lord has blessed us with sending a visitor our way. We're need to pray that they come back and they stay and they get grounded and rooted here. But you continue to pray, as we mentioned, that unless we get God involved, anything we can do is not enough. It's in vain. And so we need to have God involved, and prayer gets God involved in our lives and in our ministry and our church. And we hope you haven't gotten tired of the theme yet, in everything by prayer. And it's just the start. We will be preaching throughout the year different messages on prayer. Sunday school, we've covered two messages on Bible reading and two on prayer. And in February, we'll go somewhere in a different direction. But we wanted to start off the year emphasizing prayer, Bible, devotions, walking with God, and being in the Word of God. And tonight, I want to give you a message that I believe we all need. I think it's so important that we understand the responsibility that God gives each and every one of us. And you'll see it very clearly after a few verses we read. I think you'll get the picture. Revelation chapter 2 and verse number 7 will be our first verse we're going to read. Revelation chapter 2, verse number 7. You follow along with me. The Bible says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God." Skip down to verse number 11. Revelation 2:11 says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death." Skip down to verse 17. Verse number 17 says, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it." Skip down to verse 29. Revelation 2, verse 29. "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Go over to chapter 3. Chapter 3, verse number 6. Chapter 3, verse 6, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Verse 13, Revelation 3:13, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." No, I don't have a stuttering problem tonight. and neither does God either. And verse number 22, Revelation 3:22, "He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches." Tonight, I want to preach a very simple message, and I won't be long. Spirit-filled listening. Spirit-filled listening. Please give me a hearing as we preach on spirit-filled listening. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your word. Lord, I thank you for the privilege to preach. Lord, why you called me to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ, I'll never know. But Lord, I'm grateful that you don't call the wise and the noble. Lord, you call the simple, and you call those who are base. And Lord, I'm so thankful that you were willing, and not only willing, but that you did call me to preach the unsearchable riches of Christ. Lord, it is my privilege and my honor. Lord, you know my heart. I want to do it right every time. I want every sermon I preach to be pleasing to you. And I pray that tonight, this sermon would accomplish that. I pray that you would give me clarity of mind, Lord. You know, I need your focus. I need your strength. I need a memory that is able to recall everything I've prayed about and conversed with you and studied and prepared. So I pray that you'd give me a mind that is able to concentrate and that's sharp and focused. I pray that you fill me with your Holy Spirit. Once again, I ask for an endowment of power from on high. Lord, I know without you I can do nothing. Lord, I can't even breathe without you. The very fact that I'm standing here is because of your grace, your mercy, your enabling. Lord, I'm thankful that you have given me another chance to preach your word. I pray that you'd use me as your vessel to be a blessing, an encouragement, to be a prophet and a watchman to your people, that they would hear from you tonight. Lord, we ask that you'd fill us with your spirit. Help us to be spirit-filled listeners, and help me to be a spirit-filled preacher. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. We read 7 verses. Each one emphasized a key thought, and you obviously know what it is. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith. Note the emphasis given on the Holy Spirit hearing in these passages. God wants every one of his servants to be a Holy Spirit-filled person. Not just preachers, not just missionaries, not just evangelists, not just full-time Christian workers, but every single Christian, God desires them to be Spirit-filled. And I know for sure that I cannot fulfill God's calling in my life without his Holy Spirit. I learned that long, long time ago, that if I was going to be effective, if I was going to be pleasing, if I was going to be able to fulfill the plan of God for my life, I've got to have the Holy Spirit's touch, his power, his presence, his filling upon my life. And I'm nobody. I don't say this arrogantly. I say this as humbly as I can, and it's I need more of it. But every single day of my life, probably hundreds of times throughout the day, I pray and ask God for his power on my life, his filling upon my life. Because I know what I am. I know I can't do it without his strength. I know how weak I am. I know how frail I am. I know how insignificant I am. I've got to have the Holy Spirit's power. But just as important is the person that's sitting in the pew. The person in the pew is just as obligated to be filled with the Spirit as he listens to the preacher in the pulpit. Just as much as it's required for the Holy Spirit to fill the preacher and the pastor of a New Testament local Baptist church, it is required for those who come and sit in the pews to be Spirit-filled as well. If it's a Spirit-filled preacher, but if it's speaking to a person who's not a Spirit-filled listener, then the goal that God would want to accomplish in that person's life will be left unmet. It is amazing how many times the Holy Spirit helps us to understand what is being said. We see the emphasis here. God does not have a stuttering problem. When God mentions something 7 times, the number of completion, the number of perfection, God wants us to get this down deep. God wants us to master this in our lives. God wants us to come to church every single time with this attitude of, Lord, you want to speak to me, and I'm coming to hear from you. And if I don't hear from you, then, Lord, it's my fault. It's my fault. The preacher shouldn't have to tell funny stories. The preacher shouldn't have to stand on his, do a headstand. The preacher shouldn't have to do cartwheels. The preacher shouldn't have to, keep your attention. You should keep your own attention. You should want to hear from God. And I truly believe that the pastor can preach a pitiful message and you can still hear from God. I truly believe that when God calls an assembly of the believers together, God can use a man who stumbles and stammers and forgets what he was supposed to say and can't recall it to memory. I believe you can still hear from God. If God, and I say this humbly, if God can speak through a donkey, he can speak through me. Praise the Lord. And God can speak through anyone. And so if we don't hear from God, it's our own fault. I want to share 3 things as we introduce this message. Number one, perhaps the preacher will say something and the Holy Spirit will remind us of another truth. The preacher will say something and then the Holy Spirit reminds us of another truth. Secondly, sometimes the Holy Spirit the Holy Spirit has the amazing ability to apply the message to each person in an individual way. And it's so amazing how God does this. It's so amazing how the Holy Spirit can take a message and speak to different individuals in a different way, and people come away with different thoughts, different truths, different helps. That's the Holy Spirit doing that. And it's amazing that the Holy Spirit would speak to us on an individual basis, but he does. The Holy Spirit will lift out oftentimes one statement that the preacher makes to bless you in a certain way, in a special way. There may be, the whole sermon may be, you know, so-so, but then there's just one thing that's said, and it just hits the target. It goes straight to the heart, and you walk away thinking, wow, that was awesome. I heard from God, and it was only one statement. That's the Holy Spirit of God, His amazing ability to speak to us. But if we're not listening, we'll lose that. We'll miss out on that. It would be a wonderful thing if God's people would plead for His power as they listen. It would be a wonderful thing as God's people pray and ask God for His filling. Just as much as you should expect your preacher to pray and ask for God's filling, you ought to pray for God's filling. It would be a wonderful thing if God's people would plead for the Holy Spirit to empower their listening. I'm talking about listening during the congregational singing. We're not here just to entertain one another. We're here to hear from God. And when we sing the songs of Zion, when we sing the old-time hymns of the faith, the Holy Spirit is there trying to talk to you, encourage you, to sing along with you. And I love the encouraging, inspiring messages of our hymnal. But they won't mean as much to you if you're not prayed up and full with the Spirit of God and hear what He has for you. It would be wonderful if God's people would plead for the Holy Spirit to empower them during the special music ministry. A song like The Love of God. A song like this morning, The Value of One. A person who has been praying all week, oh God, speak to me. Oh God, fill me. Oh God, move in my heart. Oh God, do a work in my heart. And then when a special is sung, the Holy Spirit will magnify that song, that special number in such a way that it'll speak to your heart. It'll touch your heart. It'll be God meeting a need and communicating with you. It would be a wonderful thing if God's people would pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to be upon them as they hear the message from God's man. Think of it. I mean, just think of this. A Spirit-filled preacher with the power of God preaching from the Word of God and a Spirit-filled listener in the congregation hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit of God speak to them. What a combination! What great things could be accomplished in a church where there's a Spirit-filled preacher and Spirit-filled listeners. Let's pray for one another to be Spirit-filled. I want to give you four things tonight about being a Spirit-filled listener. Number one, a Spirit-filled listener allows us to really hear. Allows us to really hear. The other day, my wife, I forget even what it was now, but she'll probably remember. But my wife told me something, and then a few minutes later, I asked her a question, and she said, well, I just told you. And I said, you did? And she says, yes, I did. What happened? I heard her speaking, but I didn't really hear her. I heard the sound coming from her voice, but I was too consumed in thinking about something else that I really did not hear her. So Spirit-filled listening allows us to really hear. Not just to hear a volume of noise, but to really hear what God is trying to tell us. It is interesting to note that on the day of Pentecost, it is recorded in Acts chapter 2, verse number 6. It says this, "Now when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because every man heard them speak in his own language." In that verse, notice the words, "every man heard them speak in his own language." The emphasis of this great miracle of Pentecost is placed on the hearing. They heard them speak in his own language. And then again in chapter 2, verse number 8 of Acts, we read this, "And how hear we every man in our own tongue wherein we were born?" Notice again in Acts chapter 2, verse 6, and Acts chapter 2, verse 8, notice that the emphasis is placed on the hearing. "When these people had come together, many of them could not understand the language that was being spoken." They're from different nationalities. "God miraculously gave them the ability to hear the truth in His own language." It is just as possible that this great miracle was not just the apostles having the ability to speak another language, but it was also a miracle of hearing as well. not only did they have the ability to speak another language at Pentecost, but these people had ability to hear, I mean really hear, what the Spirit of God was saying. A similar statement is made in Acts chapter 10, in verse number 44. Acts 10, verse 44 says, "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word." The Spirit of God fell on all them which heard the word. We see an emphasis placed on Spirit-filled hearing. Now, there's a blessed statement made in the book of Isaiah, chapter 50, and verse number 4. Isaiah 50 and verse number 4, the Bible says this, "The Lord God hath given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning. He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned." I love that phrase. "He wakeneth mine ear to hear as the learned." And that's what we need. We need our ear to be awakened by the Spirit of God. We need the Holy Spirit to aliven our ears to actually hear what He has for us. Don't come to church and just hear my voice. Come to church and hear His voice. That still small voice that doesn't speak to this ear but speaks to the spiritual ear, the conscience, your soul. It takes a Spirit-filled listener to hear that. "He wakeneth mine ear to hear." We find that the Holy Spirit can awaken the ear. We find that the admonition is that if we have an ear to hear what the Spirit saith, throughout the Scriptures, there's definite emphasis placed on hearing the Spirit. Hearing the Spirit, or being a Spirit-filled hearer. A Spirit-filled listener, number one, really hears. A Spirit-filled listener really hears the voice of God. Number two, a Spirit-filled listener makes us more spiritual. A Spirit-filled listener makes us more spiritual. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 9, the Apostle Paul says, "Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love Him." He says that in verse number 9. But then in verse 10 so beautifully says, "But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit." That means the Holy Spirit can let us see things that eye cannot see, that ear cannot hear. God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. Now, I'm not talking about spooky things. I'm not talking about wacko things. I'm not talking about, you know, some of the tricks and the deceptions that are out there amongst so-called Christian televangelists that are just trying to grab your money and want your money. I'm not talking about that, some of that foolishness that you see on TV. I'm talking about a spiritual listener who actually knows that God is speaking to their conscience. And God reveals something to them, illuminates something to them through the Word of God, maybe some need in their life, maybe some correction that they need. But it's the Spirit of God that reveals that to us. That makes us more spiritual when we have revealed to us the things of God. In fact, the Bible says the deep things of God come when our hearing is empowered by the Holy Spirit. So how do we receive these things? How do we receive the deep things of God? It's by His Spirit. In order to receive them, we've got to be Spirit-filled listeners. In 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verse number 12, the Bible says this, "Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we may know the things that are freely given to us of God." God is not trying to hide His will from you. God is not trying to speak to you in some secret code. God is not trying to speak to you in such a high, intelligent, and a supernatural knowledge that you're not able to understand it. No, God knows what we are. He knows what we're but dust. He's not trying to confuse us. He's a good communicator. He's just speaking to us on our level. He wants to share with us the things that we need in our lives, and we must be Spirit-filled to receive the deep things of God. 1 Corinthians 2:14 says this, the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God. I wonder if sometimes we come to church in the natural man. We come to church in the flesh. We come to church in the old man. Yes, we're saved, we're born again, we have the new man, we have the divine nature, we're a dual individual, we have the old nature and we have the new nature, but we come to church in the old nature. We come to church in the flesh. We come to church without really having done any preparation to hear from God. God is saying that the natural ear cannot hear all that God has for us. There is a spiritual ear and a spiritual hearing that God has for us. And all the things that God could reveal to us if we would but hear Him, if we would just listen. I'm confident today, God's speaking. I'm confident tonight, God is speaking. He's speaking to my heart. Hey, don't think that a preaching is just me speaking to you. No, it's me speaking to you and the Holy Spirit speaking back to me the things that I say to you. He wants to speak to us. He wants to communicate to us. He wants to have a time of fellowship with us. But we've got to hear. A Christian's life could be transformed. I mean, absolutely transformed if you would come to church and come to Sunday school class, having pled for the Holy Spirit's power and filling. A Christian could be transformed if he would come to the preaching service, having prayed for the Spirit of God's power and filling so that he could hear what God has, begging for the Holy Spirit to empower us so that we can hear. The natural ear cannot hear all that God has for us in a spiritual song. Yes, I mean, there's some great talented musicians. And there's some great talented musicians that have sung spiritual songs. But they can't do for you what a Spirit-filled Christian can do for you when they sing that same song. There's a natural blessing to hearing that. And I'm not saying you can't be moved emotionally or touched. I mean, every time, not every time, but a lot of the times when I hear the national anthem sung, I'm moved, I'm touched. And that's one thing. But to have a spiritual, supernatural conversation with God Almighty when His Spirit is bearing witness with my spirit, that only comes from a Spirit-filled musician, singer. And that's so important. The natural ear cannot hear all that God has for us when a Spirit-led pastor proclaims the truth of the Word of God. God wants to speak. God wants to tell you how He can help in your life. And sometimes we get too consumed with the physical ear that we don't use our spiritual ears to hear. The natural ear cannot hear the lessons that God has for us during a prelude or an offertory. I mean, what do you do during the offertory? Do you sit there and twiddle your thumbs? I mean, do you sit there think about, okay, tomorrow I got to go shopping at 8, I got to go to the doctor's appointment at 10. I mean, what are you doing? Are you allowing that music, are you allowing that to affect your spirit? God wants to use a simple offertory. God wants to use special music. God wants to use congregational singing. God, of course, wants to use the preaching of the Word of God. God even wants to use the fellowship amongst brothers and sisters in Christ to speak to us. And there is no doubt that this cannot take place unless we're filled with the Spirit of God. I want you to encourage you tonight. Make this a daily habit. Make this a practice in your life. Just as much as you want a Spirit-filled preacher, at least you should want a Spirit-filled preacher, you ought to want to be a Spirit-filled listener yourself. And I believe if I do my part and pray and seek God's face and beg Him for His power and His filling, and if you do that together, oh, we could see God do so many amazing things that we could never even tell someone about it because they wouldn't believe us. They would think we're lying. Hey, God did this at our church. And they think, no, He didn't. Get out of here. You know, like the story of the little girl who saw Peter at the door, and she went in and told the church that was praying, hey, Peter's at the door. And they said to her, you're crazy, Rhoda. Peter's still in jail. We're praying that he'll get out of jail. So don't bother us with some nonsense. But that kind of a thing. Spirit-filled church with a Spirit-filled people and a Spirit-filled pastor will do marvelous things beyond our even imagination. As Ephesians 3:20 says, Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Number three, Spirit-filled listening allows us to comprehend. God has things for us that are beneath the surface of the spoken word. I'm not talking about new truth. God's not giving new revelation, new truth, but he is illuminating the truth that's already there, I believe on a daily basis, if we're in the word, for us to see, for us to be blessed by, to be encouraged by, and to be guided by. That's the Holy Spirit's job, to guide us into all truth. But how can he guide us into all truth when we haven't asked him to speak to us? When we haven't said to him, Holy Spirit, please, I want to hear from you today. I need to hear from you today. Open my ears. Just as we would pray, behold, open my eyes, behold wondrous things out of thy law. How about open my ears, Holy Spirit, that I may hear from you from the pages of Scripture. God wants us to be Spirit-filled listeners so that we can comprehend. He has truths for us that cannot be comprehended by the natural ear. We must be Spirit-filled. That's why some people will leave church saying, well, I didn't get much out of the service today. But then other people will say, oh, that was great. I learned this. I learned that. I took down this note. I wrote down this verse. What's the difference? Same message, same delivery, same preacher. The difference is one's coming Spirit-filled, one's not. There is an entire new era of Christian life awaiting the believer who gets a hold of this truth. I mean, if you'll just get a hold of this truth, to plead with God to give us ears to hear what the Spirit saith, you will climb to new heights. You'll see amazing, you'll be drawn closer to the Lord. You'll feel closer to the Lord. You'll rejoice with what he's doing in your life. There are unexplored depths of truths and heights of experience that God has for the believer who exchanges his casual indulgence in a church service to a spiritual ear to hear what the Spirit saith. But you're not going to hear what the Spirit saith if you're walking out of the service when it's half over. You're not going to hear what the Spirit saith if you're not keeping yourself awake. You're not going to hear what the Spirit saith if you come to church with a bad attitude and you're not in the right frame of mind to receive the Word of God. You're not going to come to church. You're not going to hear the Spirit speak to you if you come with bitterness in your heart towards another brother or sister in that service. You're not going to hear from the Spirit of God if there's division in your heart. Also, there's so many things that go into this. We've got to be diligent in seeking a Spirit-filled ear. Such Spirit-filled listening would make a baby Christian mature. It would prevent hundreds of church problems that are all across our nation today in churches. It would prevent the tragedy in the lives of God's people to going out and falling into sin and to making foolish decisions and just suffering unnecessary negative consequences when if they just would have listened to what the Spirit of God was trying to say to them. Spirit-filled listening is needed in our lives. Lastly, Spirit-filled listening gives us perception. It gives us perception. I said, number one, Spirit-filled listening allows us to really hear. Number two, Spirit-filled listening makes us more spiritual. Number three, Spirit-filled listening allows us to comprehend. Number four, Spirit-filled listening gives us perception. In Acts 10:44, the word heard in that verse of Acts 10:44, which I read a moment ago to you, it says in Acts 10:44, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word of the word. That word heard there is also translated as perception. Perception. This perception is available for every believer who will plead with the Holy Spirit to give him an ear to hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. This perception is needed in our lives. This ability to discern, this ability to have discretion when it comes to decision making, it comes from a Spirit-filled listener. This perception allows us to hear from the Lord during the congregational singing, during the offertory, during the preaching, during the special music. It allows us to enjoy the fellowship and to have the encouragement. Brother Patrick said something to me this morning after the morning service. And it was just, you know, I'm not sure if he knew why he said it, but I knew why he said it. The Holy Spirit told him to say it. He gave me 2 Timothy 2:3. Thou therefore a soldier, endure hardness as a soldier of Jesus Christ. And thou therefore as a soldier, as a servant of God, therefore endure hardness as a soldier of Jesus Christ. And I'm not quoting it word for word, but that's what he gave me this morning. And he told me how he was thinking of me in the transition from being a country preacher to a city preacher now. It was Patrick speaking, but I had spirit-filled ears to hear not what he was saying physically, but what the Holy Spirit had been saying in my heart for many days now. I was going to tell you about my experience at the Secretary of State, but I won't do that tonight because we'll be here to probably 9 o'clock if I go into that. But I'll tell you one of these days. I'll make a sermon about that whole illustration. But boy, was I discouraged. And it's just amazing how a brother or sister in Christ can say an encouraging word to you and it helps you. But we won't hear that if we're just naturally listening. If we're not listening with spiritual ears to know that God can speak through another one of his children, we'll miss out on that blessing, that encouragement that we can receive from one another. Holy Spirit listening gives us perception. And we need that in this day and hour. Everywhere you look, there's evil, there's sin, there's wickedness, there's the workings of Satan, the attacks of Satan, the obstacles of Satan. They're all around us, and we need perception to realize that we're in a fight, we're in a battle. We've got to have the ability to hear what our commander says, what our leader says. The wise believer will resolve that he will ask for the Holy Spirit's power. The next time you come to church, you ought to come having, before you entered the building, asked for the Holy Spirit's power to hear what he has for you. As you participate in the congregational singing and the giving of your tithes and offerings and the listening to a special number and the hearing of the Word of God, the preaching of the Word of God, you ought to come with a spirit-filled ear to hear God's message. Such spirit-filled listening is life-changing and life-transforming. I told you, I don't know if it was last Sunday or Sunday before, about my call to preach, when God called me to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I told you how I was in a Sunday night church service, but it felt like it was the pastor and me, and that's it. No one else was in the room. The Spirit of God was speaking to me so clearly that night. I had a Spirit-filled ear. But I often wonder, what if I had gone to church that night with a careless, casual attitude? What if I had gone to church that night not really caring whether what the pastor even had to say, what would have happened? My whole life would have been different, I believe. But thank God, he gave me the desire and the wisdom to want to hear and to pray and ask him for his perception, for his power, for his voice to be heard in my heart and my soul. As the man of God enters the pulpit pleading for the power of the Holy Spirit as he preaches, that's good. And I will attempt to do that for as long as God allows me to preach his word. But I need your help. I need you to be in that same frame of mind. Prayed up before every service. Lord, fill me. Lord, empower me to hear what you have for me. Because listen, if all you get out of a service is, you know, a 30-minute speech from a pastor and you hear what he has to say, but you don't hear from God, then you've missed it. You've missed it. Christianity, church, is not simply hearing a motivational speech. It's not simply hearing a good counseling session. It's not a time of intellectual teaching. It's not a seminary. It's not a professor giving a lecture. God wants it to be a supernatural experience where you hear from him. Not just what you physically hear from the pastor, but spiritually what you hear from him. Spirit-filled listener, I pray that you'll get this evening. Father, we thank you so much for your word. Lord, I pray that you'd help us all to be spirit-filled listeners. Lord, there's another subject I'd even touch on, but that's in our prayer lives. Lord, help us as we pray to listen to your still small voice, to listen to the Spirit of God. As we communicate with him, he surely wants to communicate with us. And I pray we'd have spirit-filled ears in our prayer life, in our Bible reading, in our church attendance, In our lives all together, Lord, we need this. We need to be Spirit-filled listeners. And I pray that you would give us this desire and this urge and this a faithfulness to pray for it, to pray for your power, to pray for your filling. Lord, bless us, Lord, with this truth, these thoughts tonight. We ask it in Christ's name. Amen.